On the floor of the North Atlantic Ocean rusts one of history's most fantastic failures, the unsinkable RMS Titanic. The salvage firm RMS Titanic Incorporated has so far recovered more than 5,000 pieces of dinnerware and coins from the wreckage. They say after all these years underwater, time is running out to dredge the Marconi wireless telegraph machine that transmitted the Titanic's frantic distress calls. RMS Titanic Incorporated's president, Breton Hunchak.
The roof has degraded significantly, and the wreck is essentially collapsing in upon itself. So we're at a point where the Marconi is really in a detrimental area where we believe in a short period of time it will fall in upon itself, leaving the Marconi sort of to be lost to the seafloor.
At the time, the Titanic was the world's biggest ship. The luxury ocean liner set sail from London to New York, but struck an iceberg on April 14, 1912. The ship sent distress signals in Morse code using the relatively new Marconi wireless telegraph. Less than 3 hours later, it sank. Only 700 of the more than 2,000 people on board survived.
The Marconi is sort of, I believe, this generation's next step. And I believe that bringing a tangible part of Titanic to the masses, as opposed to just the few people that get to go see it, really makes that story real for them. It's a human interest piece. It's an incredible piece of technology, especially for its day. And it's the reason that I think the legacy of Titanic still exists in the strength that it does.
But outside of the Titanic Belfast Museum, not everyone shares Hunchak's quest to raise the Titanic or even parts of it, fearing the stress of extraction on the sunken ship. Parliamentarian Gavin Robinson.
We will learn nothing new. There are other Marconi radios just exactly the same that are present in other museums and available throughout the world. You can learn and understand without the need to go in and wreck and destroy.
Engineers built Titanic and its tender, the SS Nomadic, in Belfast. Today, a battle wages in the United States where the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration argues in court that the retrieval run goes against previous court orders prohibiting the removal of anything from the ship itself.